This is the day that the Lord has made. Lord, direct our thoughts, help us to pray, and lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole world. Amen. The processional hymn, To Thee, Our God, We Fly.
Fly. Oh, mercy, O Lord, grace, O Lord, your 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 gr
You are welcome to our service on this 17th Sunday after Trinity. We begin by calling to mind those things which are amiss in our lives as we acknowledge these faults before God, seeking His forgiveness and the will to do better. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. O God, our loving Father in heaven, we confess that we have sinned against you. We have broken your commandments. We have often been selfish, and we have not loved you as we should. For these and all our sins, forgive us, we pray, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven. Your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Let us praise God for His mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The hymn, Jesus' hands were kind hands. Almighty God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you. Teach us to offer ourselves to your service, that here we may have your peace, and in the world to come may see you face to face, through Jesus Christ our Lord. The reading, please.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 7, beginning at verse 11. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he had healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean, but the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well."
The hymn, "Praise Him, Praise Him, Everybody Praise Him." And always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, the second verse of the last hymn we sung, "Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, everybody. God is love, God is love." That verse reminds us that we are very much in a season of thanksgiving to God. 2 weeks ago, this day 2 weeks ago, we had our harvest thanksgiving here in church, in which we made our special thanks to God for all His goodness and loving kindness to us, particularly for the food that sustains us and enables us to live, not forgetting those who grow or manufacture or process and distribute our food. And last Sunday, and pretty well on each Sunday throughout this month of October, in different churches, there will be similar services taking place. And our reading this morning, it's a real story that happened in Jesus' ministry. He and His disciples were traveling from town to town. And while they were walking through a small town, one day a number of unclean people shouted something to Jesus. We heard about it in the reading this morning. Now, don't misunderstand me. That is not to say they were unclean because they forgot to wash their hands or anything like that, but rather they had a skin disease, and it was contagious in the sense that it could very easily be passed on to other people. And because of this disease, they had to steer clear of people, just as young children, when they pick up the childhood illnesses like chickenpox or measles, which are also infectious, they have to steer clear of other people. But back then in Jesus' time, people didn't have the medicines that we have today to heal people with skin diseases. So we are told that the 10 people mentioned in our reading stood back, and from a distance they asked Jesus if he could not heal them. And Jesus said, before Jesus said whether he could or not, the reason they approached Jesus was they probably heard that he had healed people from all kinds of diseases. Now, what do you think Jesus said? Did he heal them? I would say certainly he did. Jesus always had compassion on those who suffered and healed those who asked him. So, did the 10 lepers become healed from their skin disease? Yes, all 10 did. And they went their way to show themselves to the priest doctor so that he could declare them healthy again. But there's another somewhat sad bit to the story. Only out of 10 that were healed went back to Jesus to thank him for what he had done for him. Out of 10, only one. And if any of us, any of you, had been one of the 10 people that Jesus healed, would you not have gone back to thank him? I would say you would. Jesus must have been a little sad that the other 9 did not come back. And I have a feeling that sometimes we omit to thank God when we really ought to. We have so much to be thankful for. So much in our daily lives. But let us never be like the 9 lepers who never came back to say thank you. Let us always, every day, remember to give thanks to God. And let us do that right now in a prayer. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the many blessings in our lives, for this church, for our homes, for our family and friends, for a warm bed at night and enough to eat every day. We say thank you, and let us never forget to say thanks for the blessings you give us each day. Amen. Would you please stand? We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe in God, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in God the Son?
I believe in Jesus Christ,
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? This is the faith of the Church. The hymn, O the love of my Lord is the essence of all that I love here on earth. Let us pray. Lord God, you are the God of justice, caring for the poor, the wronged, the used and the ignored. Open our eyes to see every human in need as your child, our sister, or our brother. Inspire us to care the most for those who have the least. Loving God, you hear our prayers. Holy Spirit, help us see ourselves in the bitter lament of Job, who knows you are listening but cannot sense your nearness nor the reason for his suffering. Deliver us like you delivered him. Loving God, you hear our prayer. Holy Spirit, we know our days are numbered. Help us live in holy expectation of your coming. Loving God, you hear our prayers. Heavenly Father, when we feel forsaken, lift up our eyes to see life continuing, your new world dawning, and reunion assured. Loving God, you hear our prayers. Lord Jesus Christ, tested like we are, but without sin, give us boldness to approach your throne of grace, hand extended, love expected. Loving God, you hear our prayers. Lord Jesus, we worry with the disciples that our wealth is in the way, knowing how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Console us with the truth that everything is possible by God's grace. Loving God, you hear our prayers. Hear us as we pray for those who need help and healing. Loving God, you hear our prayers. The power of God has won. The new life has begun. Amen. Creator God, Lord of our life, accept the prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, in darkness and in light, in trouble or in joy, help us to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Gathering all our prayers and praises into one, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn, Who is on the Lord's Side? Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will be his helpers, other lives to bring? Who will leave the worlds? Who will face the foe? Is on the Lord's side, oh, for him will go. By thy great mercy, by thy divine, we are on the Lord's side, Savior. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant. Lord Jesus Christ, for our sake, you became poor. Let us say together, be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears that have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives as well as our worship be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Immediately following this service, there will be light refreshments in the parochial hall in support of Christian Aid. And at 6:30 this evening, there will be Harvest Thanksgiving in Drumlock Presbyterian Church. The speaker will be the Reverend Mark Hawthorne from Legacurry, and there will be supper afterwards. Tomorrow night, Monday, a meeting of the Select Vestry in the parochial hall at 7:30. On Wednesday evening, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8:00. Saturday next, the 18th of October, there will be our vintage tea party fundraising event. Tickets are still available, but only for the 3:15, the 3:15 sitting. And tickets are available from any member of the committee. Sunday next, the 18th Sunday after Trinity, parish communion at 10:00. And the next meeting of the Mothers Union branch will take place in the parochial hall on tomorrow night week, that's Monday the 20th of October at 8:00. The recessional hymn, "Oh for a thousand tongues to sing my dear Redeemer's praise." Power of God, hold and lead us.